Welcome to Money Matters with Maddie, a bite-sized podcast for kids and families focused on finance, economics, and all things money-related.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Money Matters with Maddie. We've talked about stocks for the last couple of episodes, which made me think about the phrases bear market and bull market. When you think about it, it kind of makes you imagine a bull and a bear wandering around the store for their favorite foods or looking for a nice pillow. But that's not what it is at all. A bear market happens when stock prices on a major market index fall at least 20% from a recent high level. I know that was a lot of information, and what does it even mean? Let's take a look at it a bit more. One major market index is the Standard & Poor's 500, also known as the S&P 500. The S&P 500 tracks the stock share prices of the 500 largest publicly traded companies in the United States. A couple of companies on the S&P 500 are General Motors, who makes cars, and Kellogg's, the company that makes breakfast cereal and other foods. And because the 500 companies fall along the 11 stock market sectors, they offer a general guide about how the economy is doing. Also, I mentioned that during a bear market, stock prices fall 20%. 20% is a major chunk of anything. If someone gave you $10 for your birthday and you lost 20% of it, you'd be left with $8. Or, if you had $1 and someone took 20% of it away, you'd be left with 80 cents. It makes quite a big difference, which is why when stock prices decline or go down by 20%, people get nervous and want to spend less. People don't generally like bear markets because during a bear market, there tend to be more people without jobs, and all people, even those who have jobs, tend to spend less. Then people get nervous about stock prices falling even more, so they sell stock to protect their investment. A bull market is when the opposite happens. A bull market is when stock prices rise at least 20% from a recent low. When there is a bull market, there also tends to be low unemployment, meaning that most grown-ups have jobs, and people are not so worried about spending money, so they do more shopping, and they're also more likely to buy stocks. Bull markets also tend to last longer than bear markets, anywhere from a couple months to a few years. And there have been more of them throughout history. So that's what bull markets and bear markets are. But how did they get their names? There are a few theories. Theories are ideas about why markets are called bear markets or bull markets. They could be called so many other things, like why not cat markets and dog markets? One theory is that the name is based on the way the animal attacks its prey. When a bear attacks, they swipe down with their paws, and stocks are down during a bear market. When a bull attacks, they thrust their horns up into the air, and stocks go up during a bull market. Another theory is that the word bull was originally short for the word bulletin, which is a paper announcement. In the early days of the London Stock Exchange, there was a notice board for bulletins, or announcements. The board was full of bulletins, or bulls, when the stocks were up, and many people were buying or trading stocks. On the other hand, when stock prices were down and many people were not buying stocks, this notice board was empty or bare, B-A-R-E, which sounds just like animal bear, B-E-A-R. Bear and bear are homophones, words that sound the same but are spelled differently and have different meanings. In my previous episode, I talked a bit about the economic principle of supply and demand. In a bull market, there is a high demand for stocks, but a low supply. That means that there are a lot of people who want to buy certain stocks, but there aren't many people who want to sell them. As a result of the high demand and low supply, the stock prices get higher. The opposite happens during bear markets. There are more people who want to sell stocks than there are who want to buy them. The demand is lower than the supply, and that causes stock prices to fall. We will, of course, talk more about the stock market in future episodes, so I hope you tune in then. Thanks for listening. Bye.